Obviously, I guess I would say not good enough. We're 0-2, so not what we want. Obviously, we got to continue to improve. There's been some good things. We were able to get some turnovers last week, but we haven't been able to score on defense. So there's still some things that we want to do that we haven't accomplished. So I guess I would just say a work in progress. We're trying to continue to get better. We're working our butt off on the practice field. So we got to improve so that the result can show up the way we want on Sundays. Yeah, I think our guys aren't doing a bad job up front. I think in the first two games, the quarterbacks are doing a good job of getting the ball out quick. Obviously, in the first game, you saw Roethlisberger throwing a lot of quick things to the outside. And this past week, the Ravens with a lot of boot and different things, getting the ball out on the edges kind of fast. So it hasn't enabled our defensive line or linebackers to get there because they're getting the ball out quick. So I think they're doing a good job of just continuing to try to get their hands up. If they're not getting them a chance to get there, bat some balls down, and just continue to do the things we're doing.
Pro Football Focus said you were one of the top two corners in the whole league last week. Did you feel like you had one of your best games?
I'm not a subscriber, so I don't really pay any attention to that. But was able to make a few plays. Obviously, still some plays you'd like to have back in the game. So just trying to continue to work and get better.
What about the Colts? What do you have to worry about with Jacoby
Brissett? For us on the back end, I think specifically is their ability to get down the field. Obviously, with a guy that everybody knows is T.Y. Hilton, he can do everything, you know, intermediate passes, short passes, screens, and he has the ability to take the top off the defense. And that's something that every receiver they have, from Moncrief to Aiken, all of those guys can stretch the field. So I know from our end, we got to do a good job of keeping those guys in front of us. And then the guy who doesn't age in Frank Gore, who's continuing to run the ball hard and producing for them. And obviously, Brissett is a guy that we're still getting accustomed to. Obviously, he hasn't played a ton of football. He just got there for them. So just trying to get accustomed to the things he likes and what they're trying to run with him at quarterback.
Brady has put a premium emphasis on preventing the deep ball, the big ball on the back end, not having it thrown over your head. A byproduct of that appears to be that there's a lot of stuff underneath that has, you know, opened up. Can there be like a happy medium between the, you know, between the two, where you're able to shut down both the back end as well as that intermediate and short stuff?
Yeah, I think some of the things are just technique things. It's not really a scheme thing where we're deep sort of getting intermediate things. It's just maybe something of you didn't cover well on that play and the guy caught a pass on you. It's man-to-man. You can't let your guy catch the ball, whether that's deep, intermediate, short, or whatever. So there were times in this pass game where we just at times didn't do a good job with our eyes as an entire defense, and we let some plays up. So those are the things I feel like we have to correct. But I think we've done a good job of keeping the ball in front of us, because letting the ball go over top of your head is going to get you beat right away. So if we don't do that, we don't give ourselves a chance.
How much impact do a win on the road have for a young team?
I think for any team, a win is a win. You know, obviously for us sitting at 0-2, you want to be able to get the first one. So this week is the most important week. We're going to Indy. It's a road game. For me, it's an opponent I've faced a lot in my career playing in that division. But it means a lot. You know, it's the next game up, so it's the next one you want to win.
Do you know much about Jacoby Brissett at all?
No, as much as the next guy. I guess I can text my brother and try to get a few hints from him, but I think they were pretty good friends, so he's been kind of holding out on me.
When you have a guy, can you make a big jump from your first start with the team to your second start with the team? Are you guys expecting him to be really comfortable?
Yeah, you would expect that. I guess for our end, we're hoping not. For their end, they're hoping he does, but obviously, I think each day he's in that building is going to probably enable him to become more and more comfortable with him just getting there after the preseason. So you definitely expect after his first start for him to be able, okay, I got that stuff now, a new week's install. So we know what to expect from what we've seen on film, and then you always got to kind of have your antennas up once that game gets going to see what things are going to like for the upcoming week.
The other guys in the DB room talk about how they watch film with you and you point stuff out, especially this week because you played those Colts receivers before. Like, what are some of the, I'm not saying you don't have to be specific, but what kind of things can you point out to them that gives them maybe a little advantage going into the game?
I think one of the things is just watching our game versus them. As we go out through our film and through our cut-ups, our game last year for me being in Tennessee, is on those cutups. So there's a lot of plays where I'm involved in the play on the film. So I think just talking through those things, especially in our cornerback room, just talking of going against T.Y. Hilton and Moncrief over the years, of just some things they did to us that enabled them to beat us in games, and maybe things they've gone through. So I think those type of things, as we're watching film, of just saying, hey, we got that. The same thing if we're watching Arizona film, 2 years ago when we played and they did that same exact route. So different small nuggets like that, I think, can be beneficial in our room.
Greg always talked about, getting the ball, and you did it twice the other day, so I do in the preseason. How much pride do you take in doing that?
It's one of the big things in our room as a defense, and I think all of us on that end take pride in trying to get the ball, and we practice it every day. Whether it's intercepting a pass, whether it's somebody coming through with the ball, punching at the ball, raking it out, we just really believe on our end that we're able to create turnovers to give our offense short fields or score on defense is going to enable us to win. And at the end of the day, that's the main goal, no matter how it comes out, what the score is. But at the end of the day, to have more points than your opponent.
To go back to your brother holding out at you. I mean, you're twins. Is this friendship before family?
I don't know. You got to ask him, man. He's not as close as he used to be, I guess.
Has he always held out on you?
I don't think he knows much about him either. For him, it's just I text him, and he told me a few things, but he said, that's my guy. So I guess he's rooting for him as much as he's rooting for me.
So who's he rooting for on Sunday, though? I mean, something's got to give.
At the end of the day, I guess he's rooting for himself, as I am. So I want the Browns to win. He wants the Patriots to win. So
such family warmth. Yeah.
Mom's the only one rooting for both.
Since you've come into the league, you're nine?
Yeah, you're nine.
Have you seen the game seems to passes are getting quicker and quicker, shorter and shorter. Have you noticed that in your time in the league?
I think it's more of just film study of when you watch film, you can see certain formations. Okay, there's two backs in the backfield. They're blocking it up. The tight ends are off the ball. This is a certain situation where the quarterback is going to hold on and take a shot. Or maybe they're in no back and we're coming with a blitz, so the ball is going to come out quick. So I think a lot of it is game plan oriented and just what weapons you may have on offense. In week one, playing against Pittsburgh, you look at the weapons they have on the outside with some of the pressure that we bring. I just feel like for them, probably game plan wise, is, hey, let's get the ball out of our quarterback's hands quick and put it in our playmaker's hands. So I think certain games the ball comes out quick, certain games they hold the ball. So it just kind of depends on personnel and what the game plan is.
Jason, I know you've been in the NFL, even sometimes when experienced guys switch teams, just for whatever reason, it doesn't work right away, or, it takes a while to figure it out. What's allowed you to become comfortable and play at a high level?
I think I was fortunate enough to get in here during OTAs, and I think for me, throughout that offseason, helps just to build the chemistry with the guys around you. And I think as you go throughout the season, once you get out on the field, football is football. But I think the relationships you build inside the locker room, talking to Nate about what preschools our schools go to, our kids go to, talking to JT about what we're seeing on film throughout the course of the week, laughing with Body on the sideline. I think those things you build through communication and through trust when you get out on the field. It's not like you're playing next to somebody you really don't know. So I think just getting here early, being able to be around these guys and get to know everybody has just helped to build that bond. And I think as that continues to grow, you see kind of an advancement in play on the field kind of skyrocketing.
After so many years in Tennessee and being a captain, longest tenured guy, motivated having to start over, kind of start fresh, new scenery, the way that it motivate you coming to a new place?
Yeah, I think each year there's something that motivates you, whether it's I want to build off last year and I was close to making, I was a Pro Bowl alternate. Next year, I want to be a Pro Bowl. There's always something that kind of gives you a little extra juice. And I think whenever you're released, I was talking to JT when I first got here, when he was traded from Miami. Whenever somebody tells you they don't want you, it's definitely motivation. You respect an organization's opinion to do that. For me, I respect the hell out of Tennessee. I was there for 8 years. They did right by me. But someone still gave you the paper and told you, check the mark that you're – your skill set isn't adequate enough. So, yeah, it definitely motivates you. You want to go out there, not only prove to them, but prove to yourself, especially as you get older, that you can still play this game.
When they cut Joe Hayden and then they moved you into the starting lineup, was that another thing that I got to prove that I can step in for Joe and who's been here a long time and not to be a layoff?
I don't think I even thought about that. I was more shocked when Joel wasn't here. But for me, personally, it was just you've been here before. You've been a starter your whole career. Just get out there and play football. I don't think I thought anything about I got to live up to this or replace Joel or do anything. It was just, hey, get in there and be who you've been and play football the way you know how to play.
You've known Kenny for a long time, and we talked to Kenny today. He said that hey, Corey Coleman out, he really challenged Kenny to be the elder statesman and step up and everything, and Kenny's up for the challenge. But just how much confidence do you have in him that he can do all that?
I think in the year since his freshman year at college, I've never seen anything bother Kenny. No matter what he's gone through, somebody yell at him, have a bad game, have a bad practice, he's going to come in here with a big smile on his face and he's going to be ready to roll. So that's the one thing about him, man. I remember talking to some of our receivers in Tennessee. They envy that about him because he goes out there and just plays football. He doesn't worry about anything outside. Somebody criticizing whatever's going on, whether he dropped the pass before, he just goes and plays and lets it rip. So the guy has shown he's been in the league. This is his ninth year as well. So he's shown he can play. So I'm just looking forward to him going out there doing what he does.
Are we judging him too early, saying he's only got two catches after two games?
That's your guys' job. You judge every week, so we don't expect nothing less. That's your job. So us, we stick. We know the process, and we trust one another. We've been out there on that practice field since May, since April. So we know what it takes. We know what guys have in them. And as brothers, you continue to trust and you continue to challenge and rely on your brother.
Does 500 tackles mean anything to you?
I let it too many passes be caught.
you don't take any pride in that? I mean, I think you're the leader among active corners.
I honestly didn't know until the tweet came across my Twitter. I had no clue how many tackles I had. So my wife said congratulations on that, if that meant anything.
Do you take pride in that being one of the better tacklers in the league, I would assume? I know what you're saying, you're giving up passes.
No, definitely. I mean, I just think it's a part of the game. You can't say, well, I'm a cover and I'm not going to tackle anybody, because there's times where the wide receiver cracks and you're one-on-one with the running back. And when you want to win the game and you want your guys inside you to be able to rely on you, no one wants to look bad on film. So you don't want the ball to go out there and you're just whiffing on play. So I definitely take pride in trying to make every tackle that comes my way.
Thank you.